Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the London Resort officially unofficial podcast. I'm Liam Heffernan and you know it's been a little while, hasn't it? And in that sort of 2 months or so since our last episode, a lot has happened and we are at the point where maybe in another month or so this podcast won't even need to exist. And that is because of several reasons. All culminating in the fact that the resort is now seriously under threat. So let me go through the reasons with you. So firstly, there's always been many concerns in terms of the environmental angles, the impact to wildlife and the kind of ecology around the Swanscombe Peninsula where the London Resort is being built. Now, that campaign is building momentum day after day after day. More people are signing up and supporting this, which obviously adds more pressure onto the London Resort. Now, the reason that that's particularly bad now is because additional requests to delay their kind of planning applications and the preliminary hearings around that has been turned down, which means on the 29th of March 2022, the London Resort is now going to have its first preliminary hearing. And this is a big step. This is basically where it starts being determined 100% if this resort is going to go ahead or not. Now, they could probably bat away a lot of the environmental concerns in their planning and their big master plan if they really wanted to. But now we bring in the other factor, which is a huge blow to them. The resort, sort of 3 years ago, when PY Gobbo took over the project and, you know, announced that the park was going to be going ahead for bigger and better than ever, they re-signed Paramount. They've had BBC and ITV support. And it was widely known that there was going to be this big tie-in with brands and sort of IPs that were owned by the BBC, the ITV and Paramount Studios as well. So it was going to be this huge thing, but with loads of tie-ins across the industry. The BBC and ITV have subsequently pulled out of the theme park, and this has happened in the last week of recording this. So end of Feb, start of March 2022, the BBC and ITV have decided that they no longer wish to be involved in the London Resort project. And the main reason for that is the huge campaign from the environmental groups challenging the resort plans. Now, this is going to be a huge, huge blow to the London Resort. And there are questions. Are they going to come back from this? Can they? Should they even continue planning at the resort, at least on the site that it's currently proposed? So now we're at this impasse where at the end of March, decisions start to get made over whether or not this resort is actually going to happen. And I guess there's a couple of options here. Now, the resort could just go ahead anyway. It could get approved. We forget this has been designated a nationally significant sort of infrastructure project. I think that's the acronym. And that means obviously the government have a vested interest in supporting this because of the economic benefits that the resort is going to bring in. So maybe they'll say, we don't care, this theme park is still going ahead. And of course, that's going to face an enormous backlash. Maybe it should, maybe it shouldn't. I don't know enough about the environmental stuff. The second option, of course, is that the resort still goes ahead, but they might have to relocate. Now, obviously, for people in Kent who were really looking forward to the idea of a theme park, myself included, that's not the best news. If we have to travel a bit further afield. But if it means that the resort still gets constructed in a place that has less environmental damage inflicted on it, then perhaps that's the win-win we need. Maybe that's the solution that keeps the ecological concerns at bay and still means we get an amazing theme park. The third option, of course, is that the London Resort Company decide there's too many barriers, there's too many concerns. You know, other barriers, for instance, include the fact that, you know, they're being criticised for not really listening to their stakeholders. So they're determined to renovate Ebbsfleet and invest in, you know, the rail infrastructure around Ebbsfleet. They've been told time and time again, it's the Swanscombe rail station they need to renovate. They've also been told they need to front the costs of these renovations. They've also been told that they can't have the land where they're proposing to have the port on in Essex or London on the other side of the Thames. And none of these issues are being addressed. So this they might just decide that, all things considered, they've been trying to get this resort built for a decade now. Maybe it's just not meant to be. And I think that would be a real shame. I think the UK would really benefit, particularly now, when we have experienced 3 years, well, 2 years, of pandemics, of lockdowns, and some people have lost their jobs. You know, this resort and this project would create tens of thousands of jobs. And now we've got all the turmoil that we have in Europe. This kind of thing gives people something to look forward to, something to get excited about. It creates jobs. It creates money for the economy. You know, I think the environmental concerns are valid, absolutely, and we should never neglect that. But I think the momentum that campaign has had has somewhat silenced a lot of the benefits that there are in this project happening. That doesn't mean this project needs to happen in Swanscombe, but I think it would be a real shame at this point if the project didn't happen at all. So whether this is called the London Resort, maybe we're going to end up with the Manchester Resort, maybe we're going to end up with the York Resort. Who knows where this theme park is going to get built? But I do firmly believe that not building it at all would be really, really, really unfortunate. So let me know what you think. What are your reactions to the news? Do you want the London Resort to go ahead? If so, where? How? It'd be really interesting to hear your thoughts. Maybe this will be the penultimate episode. I'll try and bring updates as and when I can. Of course, as things start happening, especially if construction does actually start later this year, then we'll get a bit busier on here and we'll update a bit more. And of course, it's worth noting that the London Resort publicly are, you'd be mistaken for thinking there was no issues at all. They've just announced they've partnered with PwC. So if you just look on their website, it's full steam ahead. But do let me know what you think. Who knows how this is going to pan out over the next few months? Will construction start? We don't know. But keep listening to the show. We'll bring you updates when we can. And give us your opinions. It's going to be an interesting year for the London Resort.